Sports.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Is it better to say of or at? I'm thinking that you're at Talkers.com, you're not of Talkers.com. Do you think that's accurate?
They're both accurate. I'm the publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is located at Talkers.com. And, you know, it's a magazine, it's a trade publication, so I'm the publisher of, and it's at Talkers.com, because we don't call it Talkers.com, we call it Talkers Magazine, and its address is Talkers.com.
Well, see, maybe I'm wrong here. You maybe should have corrected me a long time ago, because I'm referring to it as Talkers.com, because I don't know, I guess now that thing, magazine to me represents...
Well, to you, but not to me. you're about to say magazine to you represent the print publication?
Yeah.
But that's not true. Magazines are online. The New York Times is online. And the New York Times is still a newspaper. It still has a function. Your radio station, your radio show is on radio stations. It also is at .com. It streams. You're not the host of DougSteffen.com. You're the host of the Doug Steffen Show. What if I were to say to you, a show... to me, it's a radio station, not a website. So it's exactly the same thing, just as this is the Doug Steffen Show or the Good Day Show or any of the shows that you do, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. These are shows that are online or on radio. Talkers Magazine is a 24-year institution in the talk radio industry. It started out as a newspaper. It evolved into a slick magazine, and then it evolved into an online magazine. But it's a magazine, and I'm the publisher of it. I'm not the webmaster. I may ultimately be that, but I don't mind when you call it Talkers.com, because I'm very pragmatic. And when people are listening to this, they may want to visit it. So it's Talkers.com. In other words, I'm not hung up about it. But since you brought it up and you asked me the difference between at and on, you know, hey, I'll give you an answer. What do you think, Doug?
I think I've just been told, in fact.
Are you the host of DougSteffen.com?
I don't know. You know, I never give it. This is the most involved conversation that we've had about this. I never have given it any thought. Now I have so much to think about, and I'm so thankful that you have given me this food for thought. I am not sure that I ever let myself go to the places you just brought me, frankly.
You should. I mean, you're a modern 2014 media purveyor. You're involved in the media. Media is going through the most incredible evolution. Yeah. All of the old 20th century media that we thought about that were all separated. Radio was heard on radio, on radios, whatever that is. Television was seen on a television set. Remember
right.
Television set.
So
newspapers, they were separate. Now they're all the same.
So when I go to Talkers.com, what I see in print, in a sense, has the feel to it of a newspaper. The headlines, the Talkers headline story, and the way it's presented, you could make it out to be a broadsheet. And if you printed it, if I hit print now, I would be looking at something that would be commensurate with a broadsheet.
Yeah,
so.
And if you remember the old Talkers magazine, which was in print, it had elements of a magazine, a color slip magazine. It maintained elements of a newspaper, and within the elements of the newspaper, it had the look in many ways of a tabloid, but it had the literary quality of a broadsheet, which I guess is just me as a publisher. I like to be innovative. I like to provide a quality product, but I haven't lost sight of the fact that no matter how innovative I may be or how much of a hybrid this product is, it's still just a radio industry trade publication. And no matter how good we make it or creative we make it or whatever, that all really is not as important as what service we provide to the radio industry.
Mm. All right. But in essence, what I've learned in this conversation over the last few minutes is something that is, I have been assumptive, in essence. I have assumed that think about how, and we do this with pretty much everything. You make the big point that the New York Times is available online, Wall Street Journal is available online. We still consider them magazines, newspapers, whatever. I think I was elevating, I was elevating this to a different place because magazine to me, and again, you pointed out correctly, to me means a piece of paper. It means something. I have farm magazines. I have trade magazines that I might get in the mail and I flip from page to page. That's just what's in my mind. All of these things subject to differential definition as we change our way of communicating. That's what this is.
Absolutely. And every one of those magazines that you talk about, I am sure, are available online.
Absolutely.
As well as in print.
Yeah,
but they're
right.
Still magazines. The essence of what they are is they're magazines. One of the worst things that anybody could do today, and this is me as a media theorist, and if there's anybody listening to this who's in business or entrepreneurs, they should listen carefully. One of the biggest mistakes that you could make is to think that you're in the business of putting out a website. A website is nothing more than a platform for something that has the essence of a 20th century form of media. A website is a place to show movies. A website is a place to show television shows. A website is a place to present newspapers, yep, magazines, art galleries, textbooks. How about the fact now that books are being published electronically? They're e-books. Would you say to Ernest Hemingway that he is the author of TheOldManAndTheSea.com?
It all sounds so silly when you put it that way.
It's still a book.
Yeah.
It's still a story. But this is, you're not the only one going through this, Doug.
Yeah.
People are confused about the different meanings of form and content when it comes to these media. This is a very, very excruciatingly complex time. But I'm trying to clarify it for you. I hope that you and your listeners find this interesting.
I do.
Because we're all going through this.
Yeah.
We're all going through this. So you want to do the charge?
I want one more question about how it's changed radio and coverage of radio.
Well, it's radio used to be a medium that came through the magical box called a radio via the elusive ether, that commodity known as the airwaves, within the limited space of its transmitter reach. And now that's not the case anymore. Even the smallest local radio station can have a worldwide reach on the Internet. So it definitely is wreaking havoc in terms of the sociology that comes from the platform upon which you consume something, what you just discussed before. Mm-hmm. People are confused. Am I listening to a radio show? Am I listening to a computer show? Is this an online show? And also, it's wreaking havoc in terms of the definition of a radio station's target. Is it Milwaukee only, or is it Milwaukee and the world? Is it a window to Milwaukee for the world, or is it Milwaukee's window to the world? This is all the stuff that people in the business now are wrestling with.
All right. Excellent. All right, so yes, we will in a moment. We'll pause for a moment, then we come back. We'll wrap up our conversation doing it sort of the backwards way, but this is cool. The stories, the top talkers' items from the charts this past week with regard to topics and people coming right up here.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vieira Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required. Alka Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, Michael Harrison from Talkers.com and the Talkers magazine here with the top 10 stories of the week according to his research.
Okay, let's roll through it real quickly. At number 10, we have the NFL playoffs. At number 9, we have the Supreme Court's Utah gay marriage ruling tied with the Chicago gun ban overturn. At number 8, the Colorado pot law effects. At number 7, Kerry's Iran negotiations. Dennis Rodman's North Korea trip at 6, Obamacare criticism still hanging in there at 5. At number 4, Janet Yellen's confirmed as the Fed chief. At number 3, the polar vortex and global warming. At number 2, the Robert Gates book. And number 1, Governor Chris Christie scandal. That's a hot story. The People. Number 10, Bill de Blasio. Number 9, Hillary Clinton. John Boehner at 8, John Kerry at 7. Dennis Rodman and his buddy Kim Jong-un at 6, Janet Yellen at 5, at number 4, Robert Gates, number 3, Barack Obama, and the characters from New Jersey, Bridget Ann Kelly and Mark Sokolich at number 2, and number 1, maybe a forecast for the future, or maybe not, Chris Christie. And there you have the players and the stories.
He did a marvelous, I thought it was interesting to watch, and this is something that anecdotally some good radio hosts would take apart, the news media, these cretins, these supposed reporters who were trying to rip them apart. Remember the old days when people actually asked a question and didn't have a spin on it? It was just, okay, next question, here's the next question. I think that's part of what's coming down as we watch the so-called news media basically fall apart. News at all. All right, so we got some good things here to put into the fold. Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Michael Levine is back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's the founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, one of the most recognizable names in public relations in our country. Also has created the LBN e-alert, a daily overview of news, a service to hundreds of thousands of people, not only in our country, but around the world, who go and pick up bits and pieces of news and information that you probably won't find in any other form the way that it's presented here. It's very clever. All right, so I come to you for an overview of people and or objects that are either in need of promotion, in need of image repair, and is there a better example this week than the Chris Christie situation, where many people feel he did himself proud. I mean, he certainly is wishing they didn't have to deal with this at all, but what, from the side of the road where you are as a PR genius, what about Christie and how he presented himself, and is he acquitting himself in the way he's handling this?
In modern political life, I have not seen anyone handle himself and a crisis in a more forthcoming way, and I believe that there is a constituency for candor. So he did, in my opinion, the very best he could with an absolutely horrible situation. Now, I know this area very well, Doug. I spent time in Fort Lee, New Jersey. I know that area in which this problem existed. And so he did the very best he could with a horrible situation. The problem is that this all contributes to more of a very low-trust society. It creates cynicism in politicians generally, of which he is one. And so it's a really bad deal. And there is a feeling among many Americans that the people who did this will be fired, but will never really have any real penalty like real people in real life. And you know, that creates a feeling around politicians, of which Chris Christie is one, a very low trust. A low trust society is not a good civilization. And interestingly, low trust societies want, despite their feelings of ineptness and incompetence and even corruption, they want more and more regulations because they don't trust society. So it's a bad mix. It's a bad deal. He did very well. I don't see how he could have been more forthcoming or more direct or more honest.
So let's move on to the book that Robert Gates has written, which basically says many of the same things, only in a kinder, well, actually, some of the stuff isn't really kinder or gentler. 600 pages of shots, in essence, at the administration. Interesting, this guy stuck around as long as he did. Generally considered cool, calm, and collected by most of his colleagues.
Let me talk about Bob Gates. Bob Gates is a man that I think universally in Washington, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, has deep respect for. Bob Gates is also not a man who seeks attention. Bob Gates is the opposite of Donald Trump. And Bob Gates, for Bob Gates to take a very, very long career, distinguished career in both on both political sides, he worked for Republicans and Democrats, and to say what he said about Obama and Biden. Remember, he said he liked Joe Biden very much, but Joe Biden has been wrong on every foreign policy question in the last 40 years. So it's pretty stunning and pretty indicting.
Yep. All right, so two overviews of items that are right in everybody's mind this week. Michael Levine from the LCO Communication Office in Los Angeles and responsible for the LBN eLert, a great news source online, lbnelert.com. Michael, thank you.
Thank you. The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 33 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. For the focus now on some of the big stories, the topics, the items that have encouraged people to yak this week. 888-302-3684 is always a way for you to be in touch. So, let's focus on the items that have generated the most talk radio caller response. Reaction, if you will. Starting with the Supreme Court. The court got involved in Utah and lawsuits piling up in Arizona. A lot of talk radio callers weighing in on this item this week, the gay marriage debate. So let's listen to sort of a montage, a couple of minutes of callers that have been procured from a number of talk radio shows that we monitor here around the country.
I believe this issue personally is not, I mean, obviously the political issue, but I don't think it's religious. I think it's more of a psychological situation. I think there's dynamics in relationships where I even see a man and a woman who aren't, I don't feel spiritually or even mentally married. They're just under this contract called this marriage agreement. Marriage was not created by the state of Ohio. It was not created by our government. It was created by this book called the Bible. It's a religious situation, and the state just recognizes it. So I think for certain people to want to get involved in that and not even have that true bond that the Bible talks about, and they can still be married on top of that and get away with it, I think that's sad, whether it's a man and a man or a woman and a man.
I just kind of think the gay marriage thing is wrapped up in kind of homophobia, and they kind of find it gross on a personal level, and then they kind of wrap it in religion so they can have a legal challenge to it. And I think it's basic, you know, homophobia and bigotry. And I think really they try to wrap in religion, and we have a separation of church and state, and really states shouldn't be issuing marriages to single straight people, or I mean straight couples or gay couples. It should be more of a libertarian issue, and you can sign a contract with anyone you want at any time.
I actually hate to see this stuff about this gay thing, because it's simple fact, and I'll say this again, back in the old days, this is what got Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed, because of the simple fact men were going with men and women were going with women. The United States is getting into that same predicament, and what will happen is sooner or later all hell is going to continue to break loose, because there is no such thing that where a man should marry a man or a woman should marry a woman. God is totally against that. He put man here and created woman from man for that purpose, not man and man or woman and woman.
I just think that the ignorance in this country and the intolerance in this country has to stop. We need to liberate it. I mean, these people are just angry and are as cold as the weather we have in the East today. I mean, these people deserve rights, and they have rights like everybody else. Seems that it's just a diversion from the facts of all what goes on in Washington, and that's my opinion. And as for the way we govern this country, we're governing it on fiction. We might as well govern it on Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
But hey, here's an idea. All right, 888-302-3684 for your comments. We'll blend them into what's going on. All right, so I'm moving along from marriage to what has been a focus. Number of people this week, number of hosts, and certainly a lot of callers weighing in on the situation in Iraq and the possibility or the suggestion that our country might get involved there once again. Here's some talk radio caller reaction to that.
I feel that the Secretary of State is correct. I don't think that we should involve ourselves again in Iraq. We went there from the beginning, and we swallowed over $11 trillion on this lie that was told to the American people about the reason why we were going into Iraq. And I feel that we should bring the president. I've got the troops out, and I think we should stay out. It's a serious Sunni war, and it'll be one that we can't win, and we should even never consider even going back in there.
My thought was in regards to Iraq is, you know, our troops paid for that real estate, and I'm not calling for the return of ground troops by no means, but our support is, we paid for this. We owe the people there support. And I'd like to, the analogy, there is an analogy here to World War II, where, you know, our troops after World War II spent, you know, to this day, 50 years in Europe. And throughout Europe during that time, there was many factional forces, as there are in the Middle East. And in the long term, it proved that the United States was a stabilizing force. And I think we can be that way in Iraq as well, and as well as Afghanistan.
I'm actually pretty happy. It's with a heavy heart, though. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan, Iraq a few times, and I'm a Navy corpsman, so I was also seeing a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of pain. I'm a Marine, being killed in action, also wounded in action. You know, they served with honor. We served with courage, and they were committed to the mission, and I think you know, it's time. You know, we've given a lot of resources to the Iraqi people. We're proud of that. We've also forced our blood. We shed blood for them. But I think it's time that the Iraq people, they stand up for themselves and are able to, you know, if we never leave, they'll never be able to take care of themselves. And I think it doesn't mean that we may not have not official troops on the ground, but we will provide, you know, resources. The resources will be a little different. It won't be troops that we've been giving them all these years.
How do we stop ticking off people who don't want us to be involved in their country? Certainly food for thought as we listen to a lot of those callers who are focused on what's going on in Iraq. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up next, we'll turn to Robert Gates and Chris Christie, certainly two names this week that have been on the top of the heap when it comes to discussions on News Talk radio stations and programs as to what to think about this leader of New Jersey and what to think about the leader of America. That's up next here.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Doug Steffen here, reviewing some of the items that have piqued the interest of a lot of people listening to and engaging in the world of News Talk Radio. Certainly the book by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates may be something that you've turned your attention to. I know I have. Here's what some of you listening to talk radio programs around the country had to say, sort of a montage of callers about the criticism Mr. Gates has for Mr. Obama.
You know, I think that, at first, I have to declare that I am a conservative independent. I think that there's a real ring of truth to this book as a conservative, but I think that Bush Jr. and Obama are woefully not up to the task of going to war. Bush Sr., you know, at the first Iraq war was a model very much like the Lightning War in 67. Get in, get the job done, make the world look that we are serious. We don't go to war frivolously. George Bush set this thing up terribly. At first, the night of 9/11, he was presidential. And then he says, we're going over there. Then he listens to all these naysayers and other people, and you know, a year and a half later, we're going over there. Now, if there were weapons there, what would you do? Wouldn't you send it to Syria or send it, hide it somewhere in the tunnels like they found? We'll never know.
My thing with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, we need to really transition. Yeah, this is a cultural thing, you know. you know, we've done all we can do with our military strength. We need to concentrate on the cultural aspects of this thing. You know, what can we do to push American culture and American values to other parts of the world? I mean, you see it in other parts of the world, like the Philippines, lots of Southeast Asia, all around the world. Once people see and experience American culture, they love it. They love our movies, they love our music, they love our sports. We really need to get our military out of there and get more diplomats and cultural aspects.
All right, so that takes care of that caller reaction. Now, with the item that's arguably the number one thing on people's minds listening to issue-oriented talk radio programs, the New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, what has been called Bridgegate. Here's what a group of talk radio callers had to say about what appeared at the end of the week to be a sort of amelioration from Christie's point of view.
It's a sad day for New Jersey, but ultimately, we will get through this. I think what we have to recognize is what was done was unconscionable, unacceptable, and besides the fact that he's already dashed his hopes for presidency, he can forget about that. And what he needs to do is focus on trying to be the best governor if possible. I don't even know if that's possible because I feel that, unfortunately, he's a bully. And he's now been exposed for what he truly is. You know, we kind of saw these actions of a bully, but now he's proven that indeed he knew what was going on. He absolutely knew what was going on.
I think that Christie probably needs to go. He probably knew about this. I realize that this is municipal politics at its dirtiest. I see no difference in what he did with what Barack Obama did during the government shutdown. It's a retribution against people that can't defend themselves to make a political point. The actions of Christie's staff, if not Christie himself, put people at risk. If people were riding in an ambulance and needed to get to the hospital, the traffic jam literally probably put their lives in danger. It's the same thing with the Park Service shutdown of the memorials in Washington, D.C. It's all part and parcel.
As far as the subject goes, the governor knows everything that's going on with the state. I love how Republicans throw each other under the bus, but let's face it, he knows what's going on in his state. He knows everything what's going on, but I do have an out for him. Maybe he could blame Obamacare, because it seems like everybody blames Obamacare for everything. But I hope that it's his unraveling, because Republicans are nothing but dirty, rotten liars.
Well, there's a New Jersey state senator. I forget her name, but she's the majority leader of the New Jersey state Senate. She's a Democrat.
Right.
She wants to float some criminal charges against Christie for a traffic jam and or a possible fifth. This does not lend well to Mr. Obama and Hillary, because they are dealing with a Benghazi situation where four people were murdered, and they didn't know, or they blamed it on some video. And if they want to push Christie, they're going to end up with all kinds of associations with the Bill and Hillary biz. I mean, with Obama and Hillary. This is pure craziness.
I happen to particularly like Governor Christie, and I've just noticed in the media, mainstream media, that there's been recently this controversy, which I think is much ado about nothing, because I just find it interesting that it almost seems as though they're trying to discredit him from being a potential presidential contender in 2016. And I'm wondering if this isn't a strategy in order to make the way for Jeb Bush so that they can continue the nepotistic presidency under the Bush family.
All right, you can check out the things that are hot on the list by going to DougStephan.com this weekend.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Up next, here an overview of some of the legal ramifications of the items that are on the list of important topics this week, and here to help us do that is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who, among other things, is an attorney of note who keeps his eyes and ears on many different issues that the public is involved in. His Scamicide website, Scamicide.com, is one that many, many people go to bring themselves up to date. Every day, it seems, there's a new scam. I don't even know. You know, you go back to what happened with Target in the last quarter of last year, Steve. I think it's interesting that they adjusted their earnings guidance, duh. And the final number is that there were 70 million individuals who had information taken from them during the breach at Target. So what is the legal outgrowth of this? Who's suing Target? Who's suing the banks? There got to be a lot of lawyers like you that are trying to sue anybody in sight.
Everybody, and then we'll sort them out later.
Right, exactly.
One thing important, as you mentioned, Target just this week upped the ante as far as how many people are affected to 70 million. But what's important about that 70 million is before it was credit cards and debit card information that was taken. Now it's names and email addresses among it. So what can happen is people are going to get an email with their name on there. So it isn't just dear customer, whoever the hell you are, it's going to be directed to you, and it can appear to be coming from Target, and it can be to offer help. They call these reloading, where the scammer scam you again. And so if you get something from Target, first of all, Target will not be asking for personal information from you. Second of all, if there is a link in there or a download, don't click on it. Don't download it, because you're going to be downloading more malware into your computer. So be very, very careful if you're one of the 70 million people who are affected.
All right, so there's some good advice. Now, the legal ramifications of the Colorado pot law, what it is now that after the first of the year, people are able to buy pot there. Is there any exposure for anybody who grows this stuff, warehouses it? This is a whole new business. I guess that this is a model that people around the country are going to end up probably emulating. What's in it for Colorado that's difficult?
Well, it's fascinating because to a certain extent, the United States Justice Department is going to use a policy of Sergeant Schultz. Do you remember Sergeant Schultz?
I hear nothing. I know nothing.
You got it. Because all of this still violates federal law. And someone was joking to me the other day saying, yes, I'm going to go out to Colorado. I'll buy some pot. And then I'll just put it in my suitcase and bring it back home. Yeah, not so fast, because you could have some real problems there. But the Justice Department has chosen to ignore this. So even though they're violating federal laws, it is entirely in accordance with state law. That's going to be fine. I'll tell you a scam to look for. There are a lot of people out there now scamming people with small companies who are supposedly in the pot business legally in Colorado and looking for investors. So don't invest in something that you haven't really checked out carefully, because a lot of people are getting, no puns intended, burned on this already.
All right. Next. The Supreme Court on the Utah gay marriage ruling, not only Utah, but Arizona, there seems to be ramifications there. How do we know what to expect here?
We don't, but we've got a pretty good idea that's what's going to happen. This is not as big a roadblock for gay marriage as it may appear, because the Utah courts originally said gay marriage was okay. They didn't stay their opinions effective date, and so what happened was people got married. There were appeals, and in the appeals, they didn't even really get at the arguments against gay marriage. What they did on procedural grounds, and this is why it was Justice Sotomayor, who is generally quite liberal, she was correct in saying something that this momentous, before it's allowed to go into effect, it should be heard by the appeals court. So I'm fairly confident that what the appeals court, the federal appeals court out in the Utah area will do is they will uphold the lower court and gay marriages will go ahead, but they're going to do it properly procedurally.
A few seconds on the Chicago gun ban that was overturned.
You know, you're allowed to have reasonable restrictions. Chicago has the greatest amount of gun violence in the country. I didn't think that the ban was crossing the line to violating the Constitution, but some reasonable judges disagreed with me. So it all comes down to details.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman giving us the detail behind some of his thinking regarding important discussions and issues this week. Always, I love having Steve here. Scamaside.com is the website to check out. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.